Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bob Grove, Penguins insider, who was honored by the Penguins the other night on a happy retirement. Congratulations, Bob. Let me be, I guess, maybe one of the last to say happy retirement to you, my man.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. So very, very nice gesture by the Penguins.
Bob, how about Tristan Jarry? Your take on another injury for him and where that puts his, what that means for his Penguins' future, both short-term and long-term.
Yeah, I know that's what everybody's thinking about right now, right? Mike Sullivan, you know, said last week that he was healthy. As I look at this situation, I just can't stop thinking that he's got something chronic that he keeps tweaking. And that they've tried to avoid surgery with something, and he comes back, he can play for a little bit, then he hurts it again. I mean, that's sort of what it looks like. That's what it looks like to me. I mean, because I didn't see anything in that game that said to me, oh, he could have got hurt on that play or this play or that play. So, and we won't know more until tomorrow. I don't expect him to play tomorrow against the Caps. And it's problematic for the Penguins, and it's problematic for the way they think about him going forward. Look, if this guy's healthy, I like him. I think he's a good goaltender. I mean, even before he got hurt this year, he had the fifth best save percentage among NHL starters. But then he had the two injuries. You know, he missed 16 games combined in there, and he's just not been the same since. But having said that, three of his last four starts, he's been good. And he's not had a problem with reliability in terms of health in his career until really like broke his foot in the last six games of last season. To that point, he had barely missed any games. So this has not been something that's plagued him throughout his career, but it's plaguing him now. If you could just get this guy right physically, I don't really have too many doubts about it, although I want to see how he performed in the playoffs. He's had a go at it in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that didn't end well. But I'm not going to sit here and say he can't win in the playoffs, you know, no matter who he's playing for. I can't go there. I got to see more from him, but I like him. But, yeah, not having him there is a big problem.
Bob, I'll be the actual last person to congratulate you on your retirement and then pose this to you. I mean, if Jari's people point to the actual performance when he is healthy and they want a healthy raise for him from what he's making right now, which is 3.5 on a new contract, can the Penguins take all the factors you just mentioned into account, in your opinion, and really make that kind of a deal with Tristan Jarry?
Well, I don't know what they're going to be looking for, but as you know, it depends on how long a deal are you looking for. You know, there's been some suggestion that because he's been so injured this year, you know, maybe he would be okay with trying something shorter term, you know, just to prove that when he's healthy, he's got it, and then go for the bigger payday, you know, delayed by a year or two. I have no idea whether he and his agents feel that that's the way to go about it. So it depends on how many years they're looking for and if they're going to take all this into consideration. And the Penguins can, again, if the Penguins think what ails him can be fixed and they believe in him, then I think they should sign him. But he's not going to sign for, you know, make it 3.5 now. He's going to want more money. I mean, every player does. So, but no, you're not going to turn around and give him six either. But I mean, I think you're going to probably give him a little bit more, depending on how many years it is, and depending on how you feel about him. And let's be honest here: the general manager today might not be the general manager in October or this summer. So, there's a lot of things to think about there.
All right, Bob Grove with us. We're going to put Bob on hold here and see if we can get that phone line sorted out, Donnie. I don't know if it's something that's just we're hearing down here at Mike's, and he's going out over the air better than he is, but we're hearing chippy choppiness from Bob.
A lot of deflected pucks in front of the phone signal there.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of traffic in front of Bob, and it's hard to see the play here. What is the max number? Say, Jari, just to bounce this off of you, Pony, real quick. It's a short-term deal. Jari and his people don't want something real long in terms of term, but they want 4.75 for 2 years.
No.
2 years, $8.5 million.
No.
So it's 4.25. So it sounds like you're done with him, no matter what.
I wouldn't bring him back for $3.5 million.
What about if he gets
himself
healthy?
If he wanted a one-year deal for three. Okay.
Gets himself healthy and gets you to a game seven against the Bruins or somebody. Doesn't even win a playoff series, but is very good in the playoffs.
Then I would probably say yes, but as things stand right now on March 24th, none of that has happened.
How do you feel about him as an actual goaltender? Because Bob said he likes him if he's healthy. Do you like him that much?
No.
On merit?
We got Bob back. Bob, can you hear us? You were breaking up a little bit before.
Okay, yep, sorry
Maybe
about that.
Maybe you've already
that,
started yeah, your vacation. You already somewhere else on retirement, Bob? You down in Florida or something cool like that, or are you still in Pittsburgh?
No, I'm right here in the Berg.
Bob, would you say that Tristan Jarry is a top 10 NHL goalie?
When he's healthy? Yes.
Just period. I mean, I guess you take health and everything else into it.
Yeah. No, when I look back at the way he played last season, and even though in the second half his performance level dropped a little bit, he was lights out for most of the first half. And, you know, after the injury, you know, late last season and missing the playoffs, all except for game seven when he was hurt and played anyway, he came back. And as I said, I mean, until this latest injury thing hit him, he was at the top five save percentage among NHL starters. I mean, that's 2 years in a row where he's been playing at a pretty high level. So, yeah, I think he's a good goaltender. And I just don't think he's right. And I'm not sure he's going to be right the rest of this season, to be honest with you. And I know nothing, obviously, but I'm just guessing.
Bob, you mentioned kind of the elephant in the room that this current GM might not be the guy to make any decision or talk to Jari's people about a potential next contract, if there is one, with the Penguins. I mean, what is your impression of Ron Hextall's future here, just really the front office and the future of it as presently constructed beyond this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got the whole thing with, you know, Brian Burke there as well, and, you know, I don't think we all saw that position being created when it happened, and you know, whether that can, going forward, that's a position they'll always have, or they'll just get rid of it and just have a general manager and that's all. It's hard to say. We don't really obviously know too much about how the ownership feels about stuff because they don't really talk too much about any of it. Look, I'm the first to admit Ron Hextall's in a difficult position. He's in a very difficult position. He's trying to give them a shot at one more cup for these guys. And while he's not killing the future of the team and looking at his pipeline and his draft picks and all that other stuff, but it's nearly impossible to walk that line. It really is. I mean, and you know, the die was cast this summer. He brought everybody back, and you know, not for 1 year. So you're in it right now to take another shot at winning another cup. And you know, they might not even make the playoffs. So obviously, it's not worked out well to this point. And you know, we know all about the Kapanen and the Carter contracts have been killers, and it just sort of set the tone for a season in which, you know, he didn't have the mobility to bring guys up and down the way he needed based on performance. I mean, that's one of the things that happens with a team is that you need the internal competition to force guys to play well when they're given ice time. The Penguins don't have that. They don't have the young guys forcing the veterans to play better, and you know, they can't even call guys up because they've been so tight to the cap. That's a real bad situation for any hockey club. You just don't have that competition for roster spots, and you know, you're paying for it right now.
Penguins analyst Bob Grove, our guest after the Penguins lost last night to Dallas, come home for Washington on Saturday. If it's Casey DeSmith the rest of the way, Bob, do you think the Penguins will make the playoffs?
Well, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, I do. I'm not sure they're going to catch the Islanders because I just don't. I mean, you got to be impressed by the way, you know, no Barzal, it doesn't matter. They just keep winning. I think they're going to make the playoffs. And DeSmith, look, he's a backup goaltender. He's used to playing, you know, not very often. And when Jari got hurt the last time and he had to play a stretch of games, look, his play went up and down. I mean, that can't be surprising. His job is to give them a shot to win most nights. He's done that. He gave him a shot to win last night. So you're not going to get performances to the level of your number one, but he's not coming in and he's bad every night or anything like that. So, but it makes it more complicated for the Penguins. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, if they lose to the Caps, the Capitals now, who basically, you know, raised the white flag a few weeks ago at the trade deadline, they would only be 2 points behind the Penguins. So, you know, Florida's in it. That could get the Caps back in it. It makes it more problematic because he's not going to play to the level that Jari does when he's healthy. But he's not been bad. He's given them a shot. And, you know, one of the things they got to do, guys, they got to score more often. We can see the inconsistency of the power play. But let's be honest, the last few years, the Penguins have always been able to score enough goals. Like, they were the fifth best defensive team in the league last season. But when they give up a couple of goals, they can always say to themselves, we'll get it back at the other end of the rink because we can score. Because they've always been one of the more elite scoring teams in the league. That is no longer true. They're totally middle of the pack scoring. And last night was a great example. Yes, Oettinger's tremendous goalie. But, you know, they just didn't convert. And so some of it's not just on the goalie. These guys got to start cashing in on some more of the chances that they've been creating.
Bob, what do you make of this? Tyler Kennedy, a guy who's obviously been through the battles, so his perspective on things is different than the overwhelming majority of people, frankly, who would be talking about the Penguins. He thinks not only will they get in, they're going to spring an upset in the first round, even if it's against the vaunted Bruins. What says Bob Grove about that notion?
Yeah, well, I don't look, and I totally respect Tyler's opinion because he's, like you just said, I mean, he would know. He's been through it. He understands it better than I do. I don't see any way, shape, or form the Penguins can beat Boston, New Jersey, or Carolina in a seven-game series. I just don't see it. I would give them a slight chance of beating the Rangers if that were the matchup. Because I don't think the Rangers, I think they rely on Shesterkin too much, and he's brilliant. But they're not a great defense, and we saw some of that even in these games where they were beating the Penguins. The Penguins, if you can play in their zone and get a little forecheck on them, they'll cough the puck up. And I get it, the notion that the Penguins would just get in, all the pressure's now off because they're not a cup team, and now you just try to pull off an upset. You've got nothing to lose at that point. I get it. Maybe that could work for you against the Rangers. Again, I would still pick the Rangers to beat them. But listen, no, I don't see them being able to beat any of those teams in a seven-game series right now, no.
Bob, if the Penguins miss the playoffs this year, which it doesn't sound like you think is going to happen, I guess the percentage of them missing it do go up if they've got even bigger goaltending problems. But if they were to miss the playoffs, what do you think would be the limit to their off-season upheaval? Do you think that they would go to either Letang or Malkin and ask those guys to move their no-trade clause? Would that be a good idea to start to mess with the old core of the team in an effort to get better?
Well, philosophically, no. I think it'd be ludicrous to sign them to contracts that include a no-movement clause and then go back a year later and ask them, can we think that through? Can you waive it? So, no, I don't see that happening. I don't think either one of those guys wants to go. They don't want to go anywhere. They don't. They want to finish their career here, and you've given them a contract that makes that possible, and I don't see them ever waiving that clause to do that. So, nope, don't see that happening.
So what could they do in the offseason to become a cup contender again, Bob?
Well, look, we've talked about it. The biggest thing facing them this summer is the goaltender. That's the biggest thing that they've got to figure out this summer. You know, you've got other contracts. You don't have a ton of them. You know, you've got Zucker needs a contract. You know, Archibald needs a contract if you really like him or not. You know, Heinen's going to be gone. Dublin needs a contract. I think he's going to be gone. But the question really is who's your goaltender? that you're going to bring in, because this Penguins team is relies on their goaltenders a lot. Every team relies on their goaltender. The Penguins rely on theirs more than most teams because they're just not a sound defensive club right now. And the other question in the offseason then is, of course, is which of the kids become regulars. You know, we think obviously like a guy like O'Connor is going to be a regular next season, but you know, the Poustins and all those guys, are they ready to come up and play? But it really starts and ends with, you know, what can they do? They've got to get a goalie, and they're going to have, if they don't re-sign Zucker, then they're going to have a little bit of, you know, and the cap's going to go up a little bit next year. They're going to have some room to make some moves and try and figure out, you know, how they can bolster their bottom six, which is still the issue.
Bob Grove, retired now, and also one of the great Penguins historians and analysts of all time. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks so much, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.